This program is entitled Animals and Their Adaptations. The first article says, it is Build Background, Awesome Animals. The world is full of amazing animals. Each kind of animal has special features and behaviors. For example, tigers have stripes that help them hide when they hunt. Sharks have sharp teeth for eating other animals. Different features and behaviors help animals survive. There are pictures on this page. The first one says, elephants can use their trunks to move water into their mouths. The next picture says, a shark uses its sharp teeth to eat other animals. The bottom left, a tiger's black stripes help it hide. And in the next picture, a fox has thick fur that helps keep it warm. What helps animals survive? The big idea is adaptations are important to an animal's survival. The set purpose, think about how features and behaviors help animals to survive. And the questions you will explore. What are adaptations? Why are adaptations important to an animal's survival? Animals survive because of special features or behaviors called adaptations. A body part of an animal can be an adaptation. The way an animal acts can also be an adaptation. Adaptations help animals to do many things. Adaptations help animals live in their habitats or homes. Adaptations help animals get food. Adaptations help animals avoid being eaten. Adaptations help animals find mates. We will learn why adaptations are important to an animal's survival. An adaptation means a feature or behavior that helps a living thing survive. And a habitat is the place where a plant or animal lives. Adaptations and habitats. Could a camel live underwater? Of course not. Why? Camels are not adapted to live in such a place. Camels do have adaptations that help them live in the desert. They have wide feet that keep them from sinking into the sand. Camels also have fatty humps. The humps can let camels go 4 weeks without food. These adaptations are perfect for life in a hot desert. And there's a picture here that says a camel's hump and feet are adaptations that help it live in the desert. Living where it is hot or cold. Collared lizards also live in deserts, but they do not have feet like camels. These lizards have feet with long toes. Their toes lift the lizard off the hot sand. This helps keep the lizard cool. Some animals have adaptations that help them live in cold places. Think about a polar bear. It has a heavy coat of fur. That keeps the bear warm. Different adaptations help animals live in different places. There's a picture that has a collared lizard's long toes that help it survive in the desert. And the other picture has a polar bear's fur helps it live where it is very cold. Getting food. A long, sticky tongue and big, sharp claws are important adaptations of an anteater. A giant anteater sniffs out ant nests on the forest floor. It uses its sharp claws to rip open the ant nests. Then it flicks its sticky tongue into the nest to catch the ants. And the picture here shows an anteater ripping open an ant nest. Catching dinner. It's easy to spot an adaptation such as sharp claws. But adaptations are not just body parts. They can also be ways an animal acts. A mountain lion is a strong animal, yet it cannot just use its strength to catch dinner. It also has behaviors that help it hunt. A mountain lion walks quietly toward an animal. It gets very close, then it chases the animal. This helps a mountain lion catch its meal. And the picture here shows a mountain lion looking for a meal. Hiding out. Adaptations can help some animals hide from predators. Predators are animals that hunt and eat other animals. Can you see the animal in the picture below? It is a chameleon, and it looks like the leaves on the tree. The adaptation makes the chameleon hard to see. Its color helps it hide from predators. A predator is an animal that hunts and eats other animals. And we see a picture of a chameleon here hiding in a tree. Staying safe. Many adaptations help animals stay safe. Some have to do with how an animal looks. Others have to do with how an animal acts. Here are some ways that animals stay safe. An animal survival, a picture of a grasshopper whose color helps it hide. Then we see the zebra picture. He runs fast to get away. A porcupine fish puffs up to scare predators away. And an opossum plays dead to trick predators. Now, finding a mate. Animals need mates. Why? So they can reproduce or have young. If a kind of animal could not have young, that kind of animal would die out soon. So finding a mate is important. Some adaptations help animals battle for a mate. Just look at the male white-tailed deer. It grows huge antlers. A male deer uses its antlers to fight other male deer. The winner of the battle often wins a mate. And it says reproduce to have young or make more of one's own kind. And a picture here of a male deer with his antlers that help it win a mate. Dancing for a mate. Special behaviors also help an animal find a mate. The male Atwater prairie chicken does a special mating dance. It holds its tail high and drops its wings. It blows up an air sac under its beak. Then it drops its head and forces air out of the sac. This makes a low sound. Finally, the prairie chicken stomps its feet very fast. These behaviors help it find a mate. And there's a picture of a male Atwater prairie chicken who's dancing to find a mate. Now take a closer look. Recap why adaptations are important. The set purpose says learn about adaptations of animals that live deep in the ocean. And the title of this section says Monsters from the Deep. You know that adaptations can be helpful in many ways. You also know that some adaptations may seem a bit weird, but you have not seen anything yet. Wait until you meet the creatures in the deep sea. Into the deep, in the shallow layers of the ocean, there are many plants and colorful fish. But the deeper you go in the ocean, the more things change. The water gets colder. It also gets darker as less sunlight gets through. At about 100 meters, that's 330 feet, there is not enough light for plants to grow. Below this, light fades even more. At about 914 meters, which is 3,000 feet down, there's no sunlight at all. And there's a picture which says this animal lives in the deep ocean where there's no sunlight. Life in the dark. Some animals live in total darkness. How do they find food in the dark? Adaptations help them. Many deep-sea creatures have special cells in their bodies. These cells make light. A flash of light in the dark often attracts other fish. This makes it easier for an animal to catch its dinner. Razor-sharp teeth are also a common adaptation. Down in the dark water, every bite is important. A dragonfish has cells that make light, and a long fang tooth has sharp teeth, and there are pictures of both of these. The cell is the basic unit of living things. Attract means to make other things come near. Now, spikes that protect. The vampire squid's name sounds spooky, but his name does not protect it from predators. Adaptations do. It has tooth-shaped spikes that cover the inside of its arms. It uses these spikes to protect itself from predators. When a predator comes by, this squid turns itself inside out. Then the squid's spikes are on the outside of its body. The spikes help the squid stay safe. The vampire squid has 8 arms, and you can see them in this picture. When the vampire squid meets predators, it turns inside out and shows its spikes, and we can see these sharp spikes. Glowing in the dark, the firefly squid is another deep-sea animal. This squid is only 8 centimeters, 3 inches long, but it has cells that can make a lot of light. The firefly squid can flash its light to attract food. It can also make its whole body glow. This comes in handy when the squid is trying to attract a mate. And the picture here shows a firefly squid who has cells that glow in the dark ocean. Now, deep sea fishing. Imagine a fish that fishes. Anglerfish look like they have a built-in fishing pole. It is really part of a fin. It attracts food. The tip of the fishing pole holds millions of special bacteria. They make light. The anglerfish waves the light. Smaller animals swim to it. Then they end up as dinner. Bacteria are tiny living things made of only one cell. And there's a picture of an anglerfish that has a fishing pole with a light. A light in the dark. Many adaptations help animals survive in the deep sea. For example, a viperfish has a dark-colored body. This makes its body hard to see. Yet viperfish can make light. Fish swim toward the light, but they do not know they are swimming toward the hungry viperfish's dangerous mouth. The viperfish's adaptations help it live in the deep ocean. And there's a picture here, and it says a viperfish has cells that make light and a body that is dark in color. Now stop and think a minute. How do adaptations help deep sea creatures survive? Make connections. Connect what you've learned. Explain why adaptations are important. And read these articles to learn more about adaptations. Do you know what all animals have in common? They have adaptations. Adaptations help animals survive in their habitats. Here are some ideas you learned about animal adaptations. Each kind of animal has body features and behaviors that help it survive. These features and behaviors are called adaptations. Adaptations help animals live in their habitats, protect themselves, find food, and find mates. How do adaptations help the animals in the photos survive? Here's a white polar bear, and it says animals' adaptations help them survive in their habitat. And adaptations help animals hide. And adaptations help animals find food. And adaptations help animals find mates. And there are four pictures that illustrate those points. Now, fossil clues. A dinosaur fossil is in this rock. Fossils are signs of past life. They tell about plants and animals that lived long ago. They help scientists learn about the past. Sometimes fossils show adaptations of plants or animals that lived long ago. And there's a picture of a fossil of a dinosaur with wings. Losing wild habitats. Some animals have a shaky future in the wild. This is true for the koala. The koala adapted to eat the leaves of certain eucalyptus trees. In fact, these leaves are about the only food a koala will eat. So, what's the problem? The eucalyptus trees are disappearing. People are cutting down the trees. They are clearing land for farms and houses. This means the koala is losing its habitat. It is losing its food source in the wild. And there's a picture here of a koala eating the leaves of the eucalyptus tree. Zoos care for animals. Making zoo animals feel at home is not easy. Most modern zoos try to build displays that are like the animals' natural homes. In some zoos, polar bears have cool pools for swimming. Orangutans have ropes to climb. Natural displays allow animals to use many of their adaptations as they would in the wild. And there's a picture here of a polar bear, and also there is a picture for an orangutan with a rope. Sleeping snakes. Garter snakes stay close together to keep warm. Garter snakes are one of the most common kinds of snake. These snakes often lie in the sun to help their bodies and keep them warm. But when winter sets in, they need to take cover. Some garter snakes travel for miles to find a den in winter. Hundreds of snakes can gather together in one den. Keeping their bodies close helps keep them warm. So when spring arrives, they are ready to hunt and mate. Now zoom in on the words. Many kinds of words are used in this book. Here you will learn about nouns. You will also learn about adjectives. A noun is a word that names a person, animal, place, or thing. Find the nouns below and then use each noun in your own sentence. And the first one says, an orangutan holds a plant. Orangutan would be the noun. This lizard lives in the desert. That's the name of an animal, so it's a lizard. These snakes gather together in a den. Snakes would be the noun. This squid has cells that make light. The squid is the noun. Adjectives. An adjective is a word that describes a noun or a pronoun. An adjective often goes before the word it describes. The adjectives below, you can use each adjective in your own sentence. Polar bears have a heavy coat of fur. What kind of a coat would be heavy? Would be the adjective. A camel has wide feet. Adjective wide. An anteater has a sticky tongue. Sticky is the adjective. A mountain lion has sharp claws. The adjective here would be sharp. Elephants have long trunks. Long would be describing the trunks, and that's the adjective. This deer has huge antlers. The adjective would be huge. Now, just recapping the words that we have learned in this lesson, adaptation is a feature or behavior that helps a living thing survive. An anteater's sticky tongue is an adaptation that helps it find food. Attract, to make other things come near. The firefly squid can flash its lights to attract food. Bacteria, tiny living things made of only one cell. The bacteria at the tip of the anglerfish's fishing pole make light. Cell, the basic unit of a living thing. A dragonfish has special cells that make light. Habitat, the place where a plant or animal lives. The eucalyptus tree is an important part of the koala's habitat. A predator is an animal that hunts and eats other animals. The mountain lion is a predator. Reproduce, to have young or make more of one's own kind. Adaptations help animals reproduce. And survive, to stay alive. Hiding in the leaves helps the chameleon survive.